I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Do you use a coil cover on your metal detector? A coil cover is a hard plastic cover that fits over your detector's coil and protects it from scraping the ground or getting gouged on sharp objects when you detect. I have mixed feelings about coil covers. I used to say that everyone should use them, but now I'm not so sure of that. Why not? Let's look at the arguments from both sides. First, what's good about coil covers? Well, they protect your coil, obviously. A coil cover costs $8 to $18. A coil costs from $75 up to well over $100. Which would you rather replace? The other advantage of using a coil cover is that you're more likely to scrub your coil over the ground with gusto, not worrying about getting your coil scratched up. You may search some areas that you'd otherwise avoid if you felt you might damage your coil. Those are really the only advantages I can think of. They protect your expensive coil, and they give you the courage to go where no man or woman has gone before. And I have to admit, those are pretty formidable advantages. So what could possibly be wrong with using a coil cover? Here's my list, and admittedly, these are probably pretty weak arguments. First, you have to buy the coil cover, usually $8 to $18 plus shipping or maybe sales tax. Second, you're adding weight to your coil. Not a lot, but enough that you probably will notice it after a few hours in the field. Third, you lose a little bit of depth. Maybe a 16th of an inch, maybe an 1/8 of an inch. However thick your coil cover is, that's how much depth you lose, because the cover separates your coil from the ground. Fourth, tiny particles of sand and dirt and junk collect inside your coil cover. If that junk is mineralized, or if tiny metal particles get in there, it can affect the quality of your detecting. Now, some people run a bead of glue or silicone into the gap between the coil cover and the coil, and that will keep the junk out, but if a tiny leak develops somewhere down the line, you may have a problem getting the coil cover off the coil to clean it out. Fifth, it seems to me that if the manufacturer felt that coil covers were really necessary, they would come with new detectors. They wouldn't be special order items. Think for a moment about cell phones and iPods and all the aftermarket protective cases and skins and pouches. Are those things really necessary, or are they just a profit center for manufacturers? I know I carry my cell phone in my pocket. No skins, no cases, no pouches. Call me a minimalist, I guess. I kind of feel the same way about my metal detector. So back to the question, should you use a coil cover? And though there is no perfect answer, my answer would be, you should use a coil cover sometimes. In parks and playgrounds and yards, I'd skip on the coil cover. I've used detectors for years and years in those situations, and I've never come close to wearing through a coil. But away from civilization and primitive rocky areas and hard, rough, uneven ground, I feel better with a coil cover. Also when beach hunting in the sand, because sand can wear a coil down quickly. And in shallow water when I'm fighting a current and banging my coil into rocks. So I guess my bottom line is, buy a cover for your coil, but use it only when necessary. What do you think? Click the comments button at the bottom of this blog article and tell us your thoughts and stories about coil covers. Thanks for listening. For more articles about metal detecting and treasure hunting, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.